Hello and welcome to Popcorn Pals. I'm Kate.
And I'm Simon.
So clearly we love talking about movies and you love listening about movies. So every couple of weeks we throw a microphone in between us and do just that.
This week, apart from messing up the intro, we're talking about The Witch and Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Enjoy.
Thank you for listening.
Enjoy
and
the jingle.
And go see those movies before listening to this podcast.
Them.
Bam.
Enjoy the jingle.
Movies.
Like we do every week. But with the blood of a Quentin Tarantino film.
I hated this movie.
I was really surprised. She won Best Actress at the Golden Globes for her.
For this.
They say
Jason Schwartzman, are you serious? He was in it for like a minute. I would like to boycott the trailer.
So we're back for another episode of Popcorn Pals. As Simon said, we're talking about The Witch and we're talking about Batman vs. Superman. Dawn of Justice.
Dawn of Snoresville. Let's go into The Witch.
The Witch, because it's very different to the other film. So,
yes, it's very witchy.
Yeah, very. So I'll give you a quick, brief synopsis.
Yeah, hit me with it, Kate.
A family in the 1630s, New England, is torn apart by the forces of witchcraft, black magic, and possession.
That synopsis is stupid.
No, it's accurate.
No, it's not.
I didn't write it. It's IMDb. Do you want another one? Do you want another one?
No, let's just do our own one.
Okay, go on.
So
I have nothing prepared.
The Witch. Mm-hmm. This film was pretty spectacular.
Yeah, it was.
I was surprised. And
is he another first-time director?
Yes, Robert Eggers. First-time director. Hit a home run as far as photography goes. This was gorgeous to look at.
And script.
I couldn't believe how good it was.
And the written.
Yeah. So, should we set the scene? So,
the Puritans
we're in New England.
Imagine the Salem
Just before the Salem witch trials were about to happen.
But obviously, witchcraft is a thing
because
they're terrified of it.
So, just to go over it in more of a real manner than anything else, Robert Eggers has done such a good job at making witches specifically real to that time period.
Yeah.
Like, if you called someone a witch back then, that meant something specific, not like, you bloody witch, you evil woman. No, it didn't mean that. It meant something specific. It meant you were the tongue of Satan and you would steal kids and bathe in their blood. And then you would, like, possess.
You were horror.
You did specific things and you were like, you were devil's, you know, sort of
so
playground.
Sad that was the, like, just in those times that to have the power to ruin someone's life by calling.
But
just having,
there is some correlations
like
between
the Crucible and the Salem witch trials. Literally, you could just not like a woman and be like,
she's a witch
because her sheets are brighter than everybody else's.
Yeah, we'll get into that because I think there's a lot of correlation to be had between shit that's still happening now and stuff that was happening back then. But so this is about a family that's come over from England like recently, and they've
in a town.
Yeah, and they're sort of not.
And they've been excommunicated from the town.
I was still a bit confused as to why they were excommunicated.
Because he was too proud. He showed too much pride.
Right.
And you should, in those times, you couldn't be like, oh, look at all the things we have, because that's obnoxious. You had to be humble. And because they made other people uncomfortable, because he was a proud person, they banished them from the town.
Okay.
I think that was just more of an indication how freaking crazy they are.
Yeah, so that's...
That all the town, like, got together and had a meeting, and they were... And he was like, I don't see that I've done anything wrong. Like, I'm proud of, like, what I have to show. And they were like, get out.
Yeah, so...
Be more humble, like, in the eyes of God.
They left like the... That. So, yeah, that's another thing. The Bible in English...
The crime right of now, prideful conceit.
Reading the Bible in English at this time in history was a part of everyday life. Like,
yeah, you knew that Bible back and forth.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you had to be as devout as anyone could ever come, you know? Like,
and just another thing is this film is in olden day English. It's come hither to child.
Yeah, I was trying to get the plot out the way to talk about this.
Sorry, continue. I'll just sit here quietly.
No, just talk about the plot with me.
Yeah, go. Go back into what you were saying.
Old mate gets banished for being too prideful, and they take off with the family. Now he's got
an eldest
daughter. Father. He's got the wife with him. His eldest daughter, Thompson.
The next son, Caleb.
Caleb, and then two little kids.
Mercy, was it Mercy and Jonas?
Yeah.
Then they've got a... No, they don't have... Is she pregnant?
A baby.
Is she pregnant or does she have the baby?
I don't remember. There's a baby.
She either has a baby or falls pregnant.
Regardless, there's a baby. Very early on, there's a baby. A baby comes out of her, regardless. So they have to leave the little plantation that they're on and they have to settle somewhere else. And they pick the spookiest place in the world to settle.
A forest.
In front of this bloody haunted wood. It looks haunted straight away.
Yeah.
As if you would settle there.
But to be fair, I think everywhere there looks haunted at that time because none of it's common.
That is that those trees up in New England, they're spooky. It's spooky up there.
I can understand why people would be afraid of
that. Oh, definitely.
I'm afraid during the day.
Definitely. That's the basis of the
they've what's got these happened crops. At the start. They kind of build their little life. They've got the house, the barn, the shed.
Yep. And things aren't going very well because it's like the crops are failing.
At the end of a season, they're not doing well.
Yeah. And then all hell breaks loose.
But shit goes down, but it's not... Because I went into this film ready to be... I don't like horror. I can't handle it. This is not a film that's going to jump out at you.
No, it's not a jump scare movie at all.
It's not a gory movie necessarily, but it is the things that happen that play in your mind that you can't see.
Yeah.
That leaves you with a weird feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
And because I read that it's being regarded as like up there with The Exorcist and
Shining.
The Shining. And what's that? Yeah. The Omen? Is that a movie with a little boy? Mm. Like, they're the iconic horror movies. And this doesn't fall into like... I think people will see this thinking, I'm ready to be scared.
Yeah,
and
it's not
scary.
Yeah.
It's unsettling. It makes you kind of go, oh, I can't watch this. Like,
yeah.
But then they don't show it. They just leave it to linger in your mind as to what's happened.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. So should we say what happens?
Yeah.
So the mother gives Thomason, the older daughter... The baby to mine for a moment, and she goes out and she's like playing peekaboo with it, and I love this scene too. Oh. And like, so she's covering her eyes up and then going peekaboo,
and then he's laughing,
and then she's doing that, and then about the third time she does it, there's nothing.
He's gone
on the ground, and he's completely gone.
And you hear a rustling. Of
everyone
the tree.
Is just like freaking out.
And the father believes it was a wolf. Well, yeah. I don't know if he believes it, but he tells them it was a wolf.
That's right. And then, only like probably what, 5 minutes later, you see the witch.
Yeah.
Like,
old
early reveal. of the witch, you know?
At the same time, you know, you see her, but you don't see her. It's like she's covered with the hair and she's all frail and like hunched. Because she's clearly a woman, but yeah. her body is just so mangled. You're like, what is yes. that? And that's where you don't... She kills the child, but yeah. you don't... You see it, but you don't see yeah, it. Yeah, and yeah. that's another feeling where you're like, oh.
Yeah, it's so unsettling.
Yeah, and then...
And that's sort of the basis of the rest of the family falling apart. So like a lot of this movie... The mother
loses her... She can't...
A lot of this movie was the family turning on each other.
Yeah.
Like they didn't really need... Like the jump scares or the spookiness didn't really need to happen. Like the yeah. whole idea, I think, was like if Satan was actually like after a family... Instead of him coming in and like killing them or possessing them or whatever,
yeah, he makes them.
He lets them turn on each other, which is even sort of worse in yeah. a way. Like, yeah,
because it's funny because there's a really interesting relationship between the eldest daughter and then the eldest son, who would be her younger brother. Like, he kind of does. I think what it was supposed to be that they were going through puberty.
Yeah.
And she was coming of age to be sold or to be married off.
Yeah. So there
but
was
she was probably that little bit too young. What I
was
referring
to is there was glances going on, like he was like looking down her top and stuff like that, which was...
But I think he's supposed to be about 12, 13.
Yeah, yeah,
she's
yeah.
14,
yeah.
15.
Yeah.
She's probably at... They do say that she's at that age where she can either be sold off to a family to yeah. be a maid
yeah.
or married off.
Yeah, married off, yeah.
But she was still that little bit too young for it. So I'm guessing did it's they 16.
Did they get money if they sold her off?
Yeah. They would get, like, goats or something like that. Yeah, I think that right, was what they
as a,
said.
As a trade, yeah. Okay.
But he didn't want her... Soul, because they were very close. This son, the Caleb, because that's why he goes into the woods to try and get food for this winter.
Yeah.
So she doesn't have to be sent
yeah.
away.
Yeah.
And so she's like, I'm going to come with you and help. And everything bad kind of happens when she's around.
Mm.
But it's not her. It's like things happen. Like, so, for example, she's sitting on the horse and he sees a rabbit and he runs after it.
Yeah.
Her horse gets spooked and they go off in separate directions. He ends up in the grasp of the witch.
Yeah.
She falls and hits her head. When they find her, he's missing. So they blame her now for second child yeah, that's to go
it.
Missing.
That's it. Yeah.
And then... And then he turns up and...
Yeah. The scene where he meets the witch is pretty... That's really interesting, that part, because you haven't really seen anything like that apart from like your old fairy tales.
Yeah.
And this is done in such an earthly way.
Yeah. It's like that Hansel and Gretel, like the beautiful woman comes out and it's yeah. like, come here, my child, come here. And it's this beautiful yeah. woman. But she is spooky. Not. So, anyway, this movie kind of goes on. The family starts turning on each other. The husband has been doing shady shit, like selling the wife's family silver, yeah, yeah. blaming the daughter.
Yeah.
Saying, oh, I'm sure she lost it. I'm sure. So, yeah, the mother yeah, turns yeah. on the eldest daughter being like, you've ruined this family.
Yeah.
But what was so interesting at the end is when the daughter confronts the dad and be like, you blame me for everything. Yeah. I'm just supposed to take it. And he's like, how dare you talk to me that way? You've got the devil's tongue.
Yeah, yeah,
and you're
yeah.
like, no, yeah. she's standing up for herself.
Yeah, yeah.
You've been a shit dad.
This is it. This is where I think we should talk about the what you could have got away with if you yeah. wanted to do anything to a woman, probably back then. Yeah. Like, you could have done anything
yeah.
and said, oh, witch. She's yeah. a witch.
But that was something that kind of... If you go back and you look at, there's a play movie and movie called The Crucible, which I think a lot of people study in high school. And it is fiction based on true events. Like
yeah.
women would get together and they'd have mass hysteria and they'd say, oh, she's put a spell on us. And they kind of just get swept up in it.
Yeah.
And then that woman would be killed. Like, yeah. I don't actually know how many women were killed as witches, but
yeah. Yeah.
even just to be have someone say it to you, you were then excommunicated.
Well, for us to know about it,
yeah,
it must have been a few.
Yeah. Oh, but I don't know the actual. Like, I know you can the that whole kind of hysteria and how scared people were and how they use the town used, like, high up members of the town would use God and witches, yet they were able to, like this father, he was able to be a shit dad, kind of lie to them all,
yep,
blame the daughter, and when she calls him out, he's like, you are a witch.
Yeah, that's right. Like,
that's not fair.
Yep.
And then it's very funny that the mum doesn't protect her daughter. She's quick to turn on the daughter as well.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
But the way it ends, oh, there's this scene where they have a family goat called Black Phillip. And Black Phillip is an untamable goat.
Yeah.
With a beautiful, beautiful, like, creature. Like, the way they've brought this. And you find out that Black Phillip is Satan.
Yeah.
And she comes up.
Well, I don't know if Black Phillip is Satan or a vessel for Satan. I don't know.
Well, it says here, Black. The animal replies and is revealed to be Satan.
That was an interesting part, but the way they did that.
When you hear that a goat becomes Satan and she goes and talks to him, you're thinking you're going to look at a little mouth movie.
Yeah.
No, the way they did it was so. Yeah.
They good. Keep it. They keep the camera on her face the whole time.
But it's like, then you can see this shadowy black
and
figure
his voice?
Touching her hair, and you're like, oh my God, there's someone there.
And the voice, Satan. His voice of the was really.
It reminded me a little bit of the way.
You know, the whole thing I thought about, you know what, if witches were real and if Satan was real, this is what would happen.
Oh, like, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was just, it was really good. It was
unsettling.
And
I love the way they said it in the earthy tone of the wood. Yeah. Like, it makes it even more real, like, seeing the dirt and...
But what's so funny is she wasn't a witch. She wasn't.
No, yeah. Well,
and it was... But it was
everything
kind
that
of,
happened to her, like, why wouldn't you?
No, but I just find it... So she was the one person in this family who did everything right. She was the one doing...
Oh, no, her brother was, they were the two good ones.
Oh, yeah, I know, but the brother was still, like, regardless, he was good.
Caleb and her.
Yeah, but I think she was the one doing, she was the one arc member of that family who was saving them. She would do the cleaning, she would take care of the little kids.
Yeah.
She would deal with all the animals.
Yeah.
She was the only one who never lied to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
She got away and she got all punishment. But what was so funny is at the end, she's not a witch and he tempts her. The devil says, do you want to see the world? Like, do you want everything? And having been through all that bullshit with your family, you're going to be like, I do want that.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Yeah, that's it. That's
I don't want to have what they put me through.
I mean, it was almost like, you know, she was not of the time. Mm. Like,
she was catapulted into
She's the type of woman that would do very well independently. Yeah. So,
but I think as well, her family, she's like, you know what, you think I'm a witch? I'm going to become a fucking witch. Like, you know, like, if that's what you think, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, that's no.
No, but I kind of felt like she was pushed.
Missed the point with that one, poor
No,
Kate.
I think she was pushed. Like, her family kept saying, you're a witch, you're a witch. Then they're like, do you want to be a witch? She's like, you know what? Yeah, I will. I want everything. I want to see the world. I want to live my dreams. Sign me up.
Mm-hmm.
And if they hadn't done that, that never would have happened. If they hadn't called her a witch, she would have stayed in that house and been like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I really liked this film.
Yeah, it was good.
What are you going to give this film?
I'm going to go 3.5.
I'm going to go 3.5 too. Oh, we're terrible.
I think well-deserving of that. And, like, just it felt like we were watching. Sometimes it felt like you were watching a documentary, like the way they spoke,
the way it was written.
The set was amazing.
Didn't he say everything was better? Like, all the script as
some
well.
Some of what the kids were saying when they were possessed is apparently things that were recorded.
Taken from historical documents.
Recorded, like written down.
Yeah, I know, but at the same
recorded doesn't have to mean audio.
Yeah, no. No, that's not.
You witch!
That's...
Witch!
That's not what I meant.
Witch.
Don't touch me.
You little witch.
That's not what I meant. What I meant was these things... Like, people weren't really possessed. You know, they were just in mass hysteria.
Oh, weren't they, Kate?
Anyway, let's move on.
What a flat way to end.
Movie. You did that, Simon. Well done, Kate. So let's move on. Did you want to talk about Daredevil first?
No.
Yeah, talk about it before we talk about this.
We did. I tried to last podcast.
And okay, you're being very uncooperative.
You are.
No, talk about Daredevil.
Daredevil is a Netflix TV show.
Season 2 has just come out. Ah, it's not pretty good. It is fantastic.
Whoa. Fantastic. You weren't saying that through the whole way.
No. It is a fantastic show. I just did not like the main character this season. And I think that was done on purpose for you to then take in the new character.
Punisher.
And it was successful in me going, oh, I don't want to hear about Matt Murdock. Go back to Punisher because his storyline is awesome.
Yeah, good season. Good season. Would you agree? Marvel are turning out the quality. Good on them.
And this is what I would like to say.
Go.
Not everything needs to be a bloody movie.
What do you mean?
Like, Netflix have turned out two amazing shows called Jessica Jones and Daredevil. And you are getting a 13 to 12 episode show, 1 hour an episode.
Yes.
And you are getting the entire... Imagine if they did a Batman series. Mm-hmm. You know, you are getting your entire fill. You're not seeing an hour, like 2.5 hours of a movie, which they try and cram so much information that it leaves you bleh.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what they've been doing. They've been making these movies longer and longer. You know what? No. Stop.
What movies are you referring to?
Any superhero movie. They're all like 2.5 hours now. 3 hours. No. Mm. No. Stop. Do it over six, like 12 hours and make a TV series because people love that.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, you need...
You don't have to do... Every person needs their own movie. Like, I think you could do so much more with this medium that is Netflix and all that. They're getting good money put into them. The story, they've got good writers.
People want to see movies, though, still.
I know people want to see movies, but this movie was so bad. I'm sorry I had to say it, but we're going to start talking about Batman vs. Superman.
Dawn of the Justice.
And this is what upset
me. And I want to say straight off the bat, what justice? Dawn of what justice? What are you talking about?
There was no justice.
Dawn of...
I like how they...
Are they alluding to Dawn of Justice League?
Yes. The Dawn... Yeah, it would be the start of Justice League.
It's a shit title.
Whereas what you think is Dawn of Justice, as in justice for the people.
Yeah.
No. And what was weird is they muddied that line as well because they kept giving out the photos with is this justice and jury and judge. You know how they kept doing that on those lines? And you're like, well, wait, is it justice for the people or is it...
No, yeah.
Are you justice for the actions that you killed millions
the
of
title
people?
Is just as much as a mess as the movie was itself.
Because I originally thought it was Dawn of Justice, as in the Justice, Dawn of the Justice League. But, okay.
Dawn of the Snoring.
All right. Well, let's give you a little synopsis. Fearing the actions of Superman are left unchecked, Batman takes on the Man of Steel while the world wrestles with what kind of hero it really needs. With Batman and Superman fighting each other, a new threat, Doomsday, is created by Lex Luthor. It is up to Superman and Batman to set aside their differences along with Wonder Woman to stop Lex Luthor and Doomsday from destroying Metropolis. Metropolis can go to hell because it's sucked.
Okay,
Where to start? Let me start
by saying we're going to rip this movie apart. So if you liked the movie in any way or you don't really want to hear people dissing the movie you enjoyed, I wouldn't listen to this any longer. We're going to rip this one a new bum hole. Anyway... let's get into it, Kate.
No, okay, actually, I will start. For those people who liked it, there was one thing that I liked about this. And that was the introduction of Wonder Woman. I like Wonder...
Do you want to start with the things we liked?
Yeah. Let's okay. start with, so if there are people out there who are like, I actually really like this movie, I'm going to tell you the things I like.
Okay.
Wonder Woman. I thought that, one, she was great in it. Two, I liked that she had a thick accent and she wasn't just Americanized.
Yep.
I liked that her...
Remind me later. I've got a bone to pick about Wonder Woman.
Oh, ooh. I don't know if I'm going to want to hear that phone.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
And, I like that she had a thick accent, that she wasn't American.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that her storyline was the most interesting.
Okay.
And that you saw this photo of her from... She's been around for 100 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that was it, because that's all you saw. Oh, actually, the other thing I liked is that she kind of was left to get down Doomsday.
Yeah.
Like, she really did the main bulk of the fighting, and then Superman came in at the end.
Yeah.
But you're like, you know, she did it all, so back off. The one thing I didn't like is that she was the most interesting character. She was the one with the origin story. She was the one who you're like, who is this great, like, who is this beautiful woman? And they did nothing. That was the one thing that I liked about this movie.
The one thing that I liked?
The end, when it was over? When you got to leave the cinema?
Okay. I did like the scene with Batman taking out the Russians in the warehouse.
Yeah.
And that whole fight scene.
Mm.
Up until the point where he fucking killed someone. Yeah, Batman kills people now, apparently. He's a murderer.
And I don't care what you say. About? I don't care what you say, Zack Snyder. He still wouldn't kill people.
What is that about? Proxy.
He doesn't do manslaughter. He wouldn't do that.
He's come out and given us a whole bunch of crap about, well, you know, he's killing by proxy.
It's more like manslaughter.
Like, he's like, if he shoots a truck with the Batmobile and someone happens to be in it and blows up, well, that's not really Batman's problem. I don't buy that for a second.
No, not at all.
That's just not the character. Like, I can't handle the lack of respect for source material.
There was only one bit of respect.
You can't change...
No. It wasn't a Batman. It was all about Superman.
You can't change...
The only person he respected is Superman. That's it.
You can't change your character's moral core...
For your movie.
For a movie you want to do, because you think it's more brutal if he, you know...
If he
shoots someone, like, with a flamethrower.
Yeah.
You know?
Because that's an
interesting. And that's not point. Killing by proxy at all. He's so foolish.
But what's interesting is look at what they did with Daredevil. He doesn't kill people. And he made it very apparent through the whole thing, I don't kill people. But they still kept the violence in there. He still was able to disarm... Keep violent, badass like fighting.
That's
but
right.
But he didn't kill them.
Whereas you don't need to.
You just wanted explosions. You just wanted bullets.
Yeah. No, that's a really good point and something I want to bring up. So, Batman was the reason I went to see this movie. I wanted to see
and Wonder Woman.
I wanted to see what they would do with the character, especially after Nolan's trilogy.
Yeah.
Like,
murder it. That's what they do. They murdered him.
I was really keen to see what they were going to do because I love the character. Now, not only have they like sort of turned him into basically a killing vigilante, but they've done it in just such a lazy way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think. I've butted heads with a lot of different people on Batman's no killing rule, and I would like to hear what you think about it, because I personally think of another movie as it pertains to that no killing rule, and I'd like to hear what you think, because it's a little movie called I Saw the Devil. Do you remember the plot in that movie?
Yeah.
So... This is a bit of a tangent, but I want to get it out there because I'm passionate about this.
Here is your platform. Go right ahead.
That movie was about it was a South Korean revenge movie. Like, wow, what a surprise. that was about a young man whose wife got killed by a serial killer. And he was an agent, like a secret. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. What I'm trying to get at is the fact that this guy went out on a limb as a vigilante to find the guy who killed his wife. Now, he didn't go out there to kill him. He went out there to beat the shit out of him, then put a tracker inside of his throat and into his body. And
then he would find
wherever he would go, he would track him, give him a couple of hours of pure terror. Cause this guy, like, he broke his ankle, like he fractured his ribs. Like, he was in pain. He took him to the hospital, got him sorted out, took him out again. And this guy is like, oh my God, thank God I got away with like killing that woman. Meanwhile, this guy's got the tracker on him, tracks him down again, beats the shit out of him again and puts him back in the hospital. And then this guy's like, how does this guy know where I am all the time? Like, this is freaking me out. Like, he was torturing him, like, mentally
never killing
disabling him, but never killing him. Now,
and that was worse.
I think if Batman was like that, done that way, that's way more brutal than any killing scene you can ever give.
Because you're terrified. Think of that concept. It's bone chiller.
That is
rough.
To me,
that's horrible.
If you want to do a dark Batman, that's your Batman. Yeah. Like that guy. That's terrifying.
Yeah.
You're never like he's never going to kill you. The only way you'd be able to get out of it is if you killed yourself. Like, yeah. I think. I mean, if I could do a Batman, that's how I would do it.
Yeah, no, I see that. I agree with you.
He's got one rule, but that doesn't mean he can't scare the crap out of you.
Yeah.
And he's all about intimidation like that.
And I kind of feel like he was kind of like that in the Nolan movies. Like, he would go after the same criminal,
well, he wouldn't
keep putting them away.
Yeah, and I think after a while, the criminal would be like, there's no getting away from this guy. I'm going to have to stop breaking the law or I'm going to have to kill myself. Like. Yeah. There's no option he's going to give you. Like, Batman is an entity and he does not stop, but he's got a rule. And you can't throw out the rule book.
Zack Snyder threw out the rule book.
You can't throw it out because you want to change the character.
But Zack Snyder threw it out because he loves Superman.
And this is a Superman film. That's my rant for Batman.
But I 100% believe. Yeah. That this is a Superman film, even though it's Superman featuring Batman. One, it opens with a stupid origin story of Batman, which you've seen. We've all seen it. We know his parents were killed. We know that.
But you know why they did that, don't you, in the end?
No, I still don't really know. Yeah, well, you could have had it done that in a very different way.
No, but
it's all to do. Okay, the reason that they did it, I'm going to say it, we're spoiling this movie, is because they just put the connection that both Superman and Batman's mother's names are Martha. He could have gone to that friggin' mausoleum and seen Martha written there.
It was a joke.
Anyway, but they take it back to the origin story. But then what is ridiculous, what is so not shown in this movie is that they're, like, not showing you a young Batman. They're showing you an older Batman, but you don't know that?
Like, no, you don't.
They didn't go through his life of being Batman. No. They went from him being young to him being
just
suddenly being in the Batcave.
And why is why is he so desensitized as to being killing people? Like,
why didn't you explain that?
If this Batman is killing people...
It's because
give me a minute to get on board with that.
Why didn't they just do, oh, you know what, Alfred, I'm sick and tired. People aren't learning. Like, and then just go, I'm so enraged. That's why I've started killing people.
Yeah, I'm getting loose with my
tactics
now.
And that would make sense.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, poor Batman. He's so, like, confused and tired. Like,
yeah, that's it. Yeah.
And not to mention, all of his employees were just killed.
Yeah.
Like, there's a background that they didn't do.
I think there was more than enough time for them to establish a real and proper Batman,
if they
had have got rid of the stupid doomsday plot. Like, that made no sense.
The only
whatsoever.
Reason they had that was to unite Batman, Wonder Woman, and Superman.
You can't... killing Batman, killing Superman in his second film makes no sense whatsoever. And the emotional connection between Batman and Superman, there was nothing there.
They didn't like each other. They hated each other up until he goes, Martha, and he goes, what did you say?
Oh, God.
And then she's like, it was his mother's name. He's like, okay, sorry, bro. Let's work together. And then he's like, no, we're BFFs. And then at the end, he's like, I didn't do well by him during death. And I'm like, you didn't even like him.
No, they didn't even care.
And he's like, I will while he's dead. And I'm like, no.
No.
There was just so many things wrong with this movie. Oh,
oh yeah.
And Superman and Lois Lane, that is the shittest love story ever.
They're two really bad characters anyway.
And as one of our friends whose family is very into Superman will tell you,
yeah.
Clark Kent is a shy, bumbling mess.
Yeah.
That is why he is so different to Superman.
Yeah.
He's not this, like, proud character who walks into a room with his shoulders back and will talk back to his boss.
Yeah, yeah.
He isn't the kind of man to come home with flowers and jump into a bath with Lois Lane.
Yeah, yeah.
That
yeah,
was the yeah. most... That I mean, is something
if
that
anything,
only...
that's a Bruce move. Yeah. That's a billionaire playboy move.
And then he's in bed with a woman.
I mean,
like, who
you
is
know
that
what,
woman?
You know what also really ticked me off in this one?
What?
He was taking stuff straight out of Nolan's Batman, right?
Yeah.
Them getting in the bath together was Bruce getting in the pool of that restaurant. I don't know if you remember that scene.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Straight out of there. Him falling down the well, Batman Begins again. Him getting, like, rushed with bats, like every Nolan film. And then you said something interesting, like, at that very start of the movie, you knew it was going to be bad.
When they levitated.
Levitated.
I'm like, what is it? And then it goes, it was a dream. You're like, what?
Young Bruce is like at the funeral for
his
family.
He's fallen down the well, which you have seen done well in the Nolan films.
Yep. And then the bats come out and like rush him.
And they're like,
and he gets levitated up.
And then he opens his eyes and he's not scared. And he puts his hands out like Christ and they raise him up and he's twirling. And literally that was within the first 5 minutes and Simon heard me go, oh.
It was, yeah, yeah. That was the setup.
That was the setup to know that you're about to see a terrible movie. Anyway, back to that scene where he hops in the bath with the stupid chore. That wasn't romantic. That was a stupid idea as to what someone would be like, look, he's romantic.
It was
corny
and
stupid. It didn't fit with his character, Kent.
No.
It didn't fit with Superman. Doesn't fit with Lois Lane. Like, I didn't even think they were in, like, that much of a relationship together. And then, at the end of the film, he's got this massive doomsday and he is in the air and he can hear this and it's Lois Lane underwater and he goes and saves her, leaves this doomsday thing there and he says, like, I love you. And I'm like, get back out there and fight, you stupid man.
Yeah.
No, you don't. What you're always going to. And that was like the point that no matter what, he'll always drop everything to save her.
Yeah, yeah. I sort of felt like that as well, where like Lex pushed her off the platform,
and then he just
they had like a minute scene down the bottom where like I love you, and then
Luthor.
Oh, Eisenberg!
I don't hate Jesse Eisenberg.
I hate him now.
But Jesse Eisenberg in this, it's like they said, here is the next. This is what I feel like, even though I don't know what his joke is going to be like. I felt like they said, here is Jared Leto's Joker. He's a bit insane, a bit neurotic.
Yeah.
You do that as Lex Luthor in this film. I don't like Superman. I don't know Lex Luthor, but I always thought Lex Luthor was like a suave, playboy, charming, big character.
He's not
I didn't think he was a bumbling
he's not
brilliant scientist who is like insane. Like, I'm like, you've got the Joker.
We've had that. Yeah.
And then it was like he was a cross between the Riddler and the Joker and they couldn't find a medium.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't a good villain. He wasn't a villain. He was poo.
And like you said before, like, if this guy was so uptight and like wound and spaz and everything, how come the first time you see him, he's shooting hoops?
Yeah, He's like, what? Hey, I'm a billionaire playboy, like, playing basketball with my, yeah. like, staff members in a lab, which makes no sense. And then later on, he's like, I need to do sciencey stuff. You're like, well, why aren't you chilling playing hoops?
Yeah, yeah. It was a joke.
Like, they would go, the way I felt they made this film is it was just a group of guys sitting around going, oh, and then this can happen.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Then this can happen. And then yeah. none of it really tied in.
Yeah.
And there's this one scene that really, really gets to me. And it is a lazy scene. It's a scene in a museum and it goes for like a minute and a half. And it's, they just put it in there to show Wonder Woman in a really sexy, sparkly dress. That's uh-huh. the only reason they did it.
Yeah.
But she's standing there looking at a dagger.
Yep.
And then yep. Bruce Wayne comes in because he's tracked her down because she's stolen something of his.
It's a fake.
And he's like, it's a fake. She's like, yeah, I know. Go away. Yeah. And then he's like, you stole something of mine. She's like, ah, no, I borrowed it.
Yeah.
And that was the end of the scene.
Yeah, it was terrible.
And
yeah.
you were like, well, why couldn't she have just left it at his doorstep and been like, I was just borrowing, thanks?
Oh, it was worse.
With like a little Wonder Woman signal. Like, that would have been so much smarter.
Yeah.
They just did it to put her in a sexy dress. Yeah. I know that.
Yeah.
Oh, loved her, loved the dress, but still, dumb. I was like, well, and it was like this weird scene in between two other big scenes. Like, well, what the hell was that?
Yeah.
And then the constant flashbacks and dream sequences.
Oh, that was I can't. Every 5 minutes, you're getting a vision scene.
Can I ask, what were you going to say about your bone to pick with Wonder Woman?
Oh,
I may tear you down for this.
But. Yeah, so she's had 100 years of not being Wonder Woman. Why is she carrying all that stuff around with her?
Well, she's a demigoddess.
And how'd she get it on the airplane?
Simon, she's been around for 100 years.
They've just had an alien invasion months before. As if airport security is, like...
Not going to be like... Yeah, okay, she has been around for 100 years.
No, this is just another point of the writing being terrible.
I will say
terrible.
That is not Wonder Woman's fault. That is the writer's fault. They did not explain that well.
No.
Because why was she on a plane?
They did a terrible
thing. You know, like, she's like, I'm not going to stay around here. I'm leaving. You're like, well, no, you're clearly going to stay. Why are you on a plane?
Yeah.
You know, like... No. Nothing. She didn't have to be... Why couldn't she have been...
No one's motives made any sense.
No. And the worst thing of all, like the worst thing for me, was when there's this scene in the middle of the film where Superman like comes up to Batman and he's like, it was like an older brother being like, I got this. Like, you're not going to be doing this anymore. I don't agree with you.
Yeah.
And you're like, how can you not agree with this guy? Like, literally he's sitting there in like the... where he works, and he's trying to say, hey guys, look at this Batman. And his boss is like, nobody cares because yeah. he sends bad people to prison.
Yeah.
And he's like, but he's making poor people scared. You're like, no, he's not. He's putting thugs and bad people in prison. And then he's like, yeah, but they get killed in prison. You're like, yeah, because they're child molesters and murderers and sex traffickers. Like, I don't understand why you, a good person, Clark Kent,
has an issue about that. Yeah.
And then he's like, you need to stop doing this. And then I said, why did Batman go, really? You killed millions of people. My entire staff were killed.
Yeah.
But no, you're a good person.
But
no,
at the same time, this Batman's killing people blatantly.
Yeah. Like, I just don't understand.
He's shooting people in a car.
I don't understand why Superman has a problem with Batman putting people away. And he's like, but the police are helping him. And you're like,
a little bitch.
It was just so bad. The only thing that did it for me was Wonder Woman, and the only thing that's making me excited is her movie, because Zack Snyder is only producing it. He's not writing it, he's not directing it.
Honestly, everything with his name on it coming up, I'm not even keen for.
No. He is someone who doesn't listen to people. There was, after Man of Steel... Everybody criticized there was. They were like, why was there so much destruction? There was too much. Calm down. Rather than listening to them, he's like, nah, I know better.
Yeah.
And did it again.
Well, at the start of the film, I thought like, oh, okay, they're addressing this. Like, you know.
Yeah,
Bruce Wayne's being really heroic. Like, he's driving the car straight into the battle. You could see the laser eyes going off in the building. I thought that was really cool.
Seeing it from his perspective, so many people died.
Yeah, that's right.
So many people died.
That's right, yeah. And he had a purpose, and then they just shit all over it.
Yep, they took a giant poo.
Every time it looked like Snyder was about to do something interesting, he just destroyed it.
Oh, the other stupid thing. Why was Kevin Costner there?
No, because they wanted another Vision. I don't know. It's the worst.
The background scene, like these flashbacks and dream sequences were so... And they weren't clear that they were a dream receipt. Like, they weren't clear.
No, that's how he likes to do it.
Like, but it's not
even... It was just a mess.
And Gotham didn't get shown at all.
Yeah, like...
Gotham is a character. Where was she?
Yeah, where was the Gotham? Like, Gotham's a character. No matter what Batman you're talking about, if you don't have a realistic Gotham or a Gotham that can breathe,
yeah,
why do we care?
Gotham essentially was just one empty building.
Yeah, that's all you ever saw. And I don't buy for a minute that these two huge cities are across the bay from each other.
Yeah, and
Gotham needs its own area so you can focus on what Gotham is.
Yeah.
And Gotham, like, it's almost medieval. Like,
yeah, Gotham you've is got, like New York City.
You've got
in the
gargoyles
80s.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
High rises everywhere, torn down buildings.
Yeah, it's dilapidation. It's New York in the late 70s.
That's exactly right.
And Metropolis is like what? San Fran by the Bay? Like, I don't know.
They can't, yeah. They just.
Yeah.
You can't have and how can you have like a Batman and Superman that work in the same area, like,
and not know of each other's existence?
It's such a joke.
Henry Cavill is awful.
It was so bad, okay, and I wanted it to be good. I really did.
I knew it. Okay, my expectations were I hated. I was a little bit hot. Like, you know what? It's gonna be, in my mind. I was like, I'm gonna assume it's gonna be abysmal. That way, I'll be a little bit like, "Oh, it wasn't as bad as I thought." It was worse than
I
thought.
I was a little bit heartbroken. I really wanted it to do well. I did. I wanted.
And there was no.
Batman, guys, there's no post-scene credits.
Don't wait around. There's nothing.
Because this Batman, he moves well. Mm. Like, I really liked that fight scene.
Well, hopefully, then for his own movie, it will be different.
I was talking to my mate Nathan, and he said we're pretty keen to see what happens with the Batman movie.
Interesting to see how he's portrayed in Suicide Squad, because Suicide Squad looks on point.
It looks fun.
Their source material from the comics. I mean, like David Goyer. Is it David Goyer? Who's that one? Who's doing that film? David something.
David Ayer. Fury.
Yeah, he's gone. Here are the comics. This is what we have to work with. This is what I'm sticking to. This is what I'm writing.
Well, he's come out and said like he adores the DC villains.
Good.
Which is really great to hear.
Whereas Zack Snyder said, I like DC, but really I just like Superman.
I think the tone is really great for Suicide Squad. Like, it's dark, but it's also got some humor in there.
It's got the this film was lacking any humor.
Oh,
it's so serious. And then they had all the political aspects. I was like, okay, where's my light heart? Where's Foggy? Where's my lighthearted sidekick that says funny things? And if it was supposed to be Lawrence Fishburne, no, because he was not funny. He just did a couple of quips that's like, oh, the audience gets
it. You're sort of sitting there going, like, okay, well, I'm not going to get a good movie out of this.
I tell you what,
obviously,
I bet they thought was a funny line when Wonder Woman rocks up and they get, "Is she with you?" "No, I thought she was with you." And yeah, that's not funny.
No, that was the trailer.
But I know. But I think they thought that was going to be a funny line.
When I was sitting there going, "Okay, this is not going to be a good movie," I guess I can rule out on characters making any sense. Like, am I going to get a laugh at least? Oh, no laugh. Okay. Is the CGI going to be good? No, not good. All right. What else have I got? Nothing. You got nothing with this movie.
What was your bone to pick with Wonder Woman?
I told you.
No, you never actually ended up saying it.
I did. She's carrying her stuff around all the time.
Oh, that was it. I thought there was something else.
After
with
her 100 years of not doing it.
Oh, yeah. I get. But that's not her fault. Yeah, that's not her fault. That's the right.
And she's
fault.
Got that stuff aboard a plane.
But if she's been around for 100 years, she's clearly wealthy. You might find she's got like an apartment in every city.
So she's got.
I don't
the stuff
know, Simon. Her. I'm just looking out for her. I'm looking out for my homegirl, Diana Prince.
You don't even know if this movie's going to be good.
Mm, I feel like the bar is set so low. It would have to be so bad.
I tell you what, Kate. I'm saying it now. If Suicide Squad is awful, I wash my hands of the DC.
Yeah.
Cinematic universe.
The most interesting thing about this movie was anything that had nothing to do with this movie. Like when you saw the three, they introduced the three next superheroes, part of the Justice League,
yeah,
and Wonder Woman.
So what I was going to say that, so
they were the most interesting thing of this whole movie.
Halfway through the movie, you've got like three sort of teasers into the next, like the three guys in the Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of those?
Well,
teasers.
I like that Ezra Miller. I think he's an interesting character, and I think he is a good actor. He plays the Flash.
Yeah.
I think he'll do a good job. But again, if it's a Zack Snyder film, it will be awful.
Is there someone attached to those movies yet?
The only one I know is Wonder Woman, and that's done. It's been filmed.
Does Aquaman have a director? Or?
Oh, maybe it does. I will look into this, and I will get
so,
it to you.
So yeah, I'm pretty depressed with the fact that they took Batman again and they ruined him after all the work Nolan did on the films. You know what I mean? Like establishing his one rule and everything that they did to enrich the character. And like, you know, with these films too, like, you're trying to endear kids to like maybe go outside of the movie and have a look at the comics, right? If that's the case with this, like what sort of Batman do the kids these days think that they're going to be getting? Like,
yeah,
a guy blowing people up is not the moral center of the character.
The guy apparently who's connected at the moment to Aquaman is James Wan. He did Saw, Insidious, Furious 7,
Fast and Furious,
and The Conjuring.
Oh, no. No. Kate, no.
Stop yelling.
They're destroying everything.
Yeah.
That's a flop before
the only
comes
thing I
out.
Can say is that Zack Snyder is not attached to write.
Okay.
It's David Leslie
so
Johnson.
You've swapped out Zack Snyder with someone even worse. Oh no.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's not looking good.
What's going on?
Like at least with Wonder Woman, the woman who directed that, it directed Monster, and that was Oscar worthy.
Okay,
you know that was a dark, gritty film.
I can get on board with that.
Yeah, and it's her origin, so
interesting. Yep.
Clearly, I have my props for my homegirl Wonder Woman. So fingers crossed.
What else, Kate? Have we left anything out? I mean, it was so messy.
I'll tell you what. What do you give this film?
I don't know. What are you giving it?
I want to give it 1.5, but because it's left me interested in Wonder Woman, I'm gonna go 2.
And it's made me really keen to see what Ben Affleck will do with a solo Batman movie.
Yeah.
So I'll give it 2 as well.
Oh, copycat.
And that's bloody generous.
Yeah. Oh, I'd be giving this 1. The only thing is it has left me interested and I didn't hate Wonder Woman in it. And that's it. That's the only redeeming thing it's got for me.
Yeah. What did you think of Ben Affleck?
Neither here nor there. Like, I won't lie, his scenes I found more interesting. Like, when he was... Like, every time they cut to Superman, I found myself going... Ugh. And I would distract myself getting a drink or looking around the cinema. I'm like, oh, yeah, Ben Affleck's back.
I like his Batman.
He is just a better actor.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously. And I think he...
He ticks a lot of he ticks some boxes with the Batman. Is like, he looks great. He works well as Bruce Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
His fight moves are really cool.
In saying that, though, I agree. Give me a minute. Yeah, keep going.
His fight moves are really cool. Mm. I liked that. but his motives and...
But that's not him. That's the writing.
No, and that's what I'm saying.
And I think I agree
that,
with you.
That's what I'm trying to say is his film, if they give him his own film, he could turn that around. And I hope
he directs his own film because he is a good director.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It would be more interesting. And he does crime movies. He did Argo. He did The Town.
Yep.
Those Boston, and he knows how to create a city. Like he does Boston well.
Yep.
Obviously,
yep.
He's a Boston guy, but yep. he knows what it means to make a city a character.
I'm hoping DC gives him the room to do. They greenlight
him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
And I think he is a fan of Batman, so he'll be able to do it better than Zack Snyder.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. I just keep thinking all the time, like. Being comic book like readers as well, like not very much, but we've got a little collection. Like Marvel are whooping them so hard.
Well, as I said to you, Marvel have had their chance to stumble.
Yeah, this is what I was saying. Like, I said this to my mate Nathan before as well. Is like they're so far behind the eight ball now. Like as far as the cinematic universe goes, that they've gone. Okay, we need to get out. Our big two guns,
but remember,
Batman and Superman.
Remember, Marvel started like with, I don't know who is connected to it, if it was actually Marvel. They kind of started with X-Men. You know? No. What I mean is they were able to, keep going.
So they're so far behind the eight ball that they got out their two big guns, which is Batman and Superman, that everyone wants to see. They rushed it so hard that now they've got a bad movie on their hands and they're starting their foundation for the cinematic universe on really shaky ground, being this movie that just came out and the crap movie that was Man of Steel.
Yeah.
So in that regard, like you just can't fault Marvel and what they've done. Like you said, like they got their X-Men out there. They did Iron Man, which did incredibly well. Then they just kept building their characters. And then, only then, they did an Avengers film. And then kept going with the formula that they had, right? This time they've gone, okay, we'll give Superman a solo. And then throw everyone in together. And, you know, the audience will just know what's going on. And then we'll give them solo films. It doesn't work like that.
I think that was them trying to be different and it failed.
Miserably, yeah.
Yeah.
I would have much... I don't know about you, but I would have much preferred... But
what is interesting is when you look at Marvel, when you look at something like Captain America, compare one and two. They're completely different films. They learnt from the first one. They found out what people want and they've delivered it. I didn't like Winter Soldier, but you can't deny Winter Soldier and Captain America movie one, they're two different films.
Yeah, absolutely.
They listen to their audience... Because that's one thing Zack Snyder didn't do.
And Kate, as far as this goes, even though I don't have many people I like in the Marvel universe,
mm-hmm.
I would watch Avengers over this any day.
Yeah. I wouldn't watch either.
But no, Avengers was way better.
They
took the time with the individual films.
No, they did. At the end of the day, and for it was me,
like it had fun parts.
At
you know?
The end of the day, they're the only films that I could watch again and again and again are X-Men. They're the only one that do them justice.
Well, that's Marvel too. Like,
yeah, I know, but it's still not.
Well, that's you know Fox, but you know, and then they've had extreme success with Deadpool now too, with the R rating, and
yeah,
you know they crushed it on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think we've talked about this enough.
There's still much to talk about.
You could talk about it for days. But I think that is all we're going to say. So our final verdicts were Simon and I both giving it 2 stars.
Yeah, not amused.
If you would like to follow us on Facebook, we're Popcorn Pals. Where can people find you on Letterboxd?
They can find me Simon MC.
And I'm Katie Dolgence. Let us know what you think of these movies. We always love hearing from people with what, if they agree or disagree with us. And I would love to hear what people who loved this film thought, because you're wrong. Very wrong.
Who's wrong?
Anyone who liked this film.
Oh, I see.
All right. Thanks for listening.